So I will read again this verse. This is learned from Vedic literature that by performing great sacrifices, one may elevate himself to the heavenly planets. However, although life on the heavenly planets is hundreds and thousands of times more comfortable than life on earth, the heavenly planets are not pure, nirmalam, or free from the taint of material existence. The heavenly planets are also temporary, and therefore they are not the goal of life. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, has never been seen or heard to possess inebriety. Here Prabhupada is translating the word, I think, Dushanam, whose fault, like inebriety, that the Lord has, is not intoxicated. Consequently, for your own benefit and self-realization, you must worship the Lord with great devotion, as described in the revealed scriptures. So here we have some description of going up and down in this material world. And this is continuous process. And we never know what will happen in our next life. And therefore, this is advised by our acharyas, by Shri Prahlad here, and Srila Prabhupada in the purport, that we should just take Krishna consciousness and very seriously. And this is explained by Lord Chaitanya in this verse from Madhya Lila, that Guru Krishna prasadepai bhakti lata bija, but that we are accepting bhakti lata bija, the seed of devotional service, from our Guru, by Guru Krishna Prasada, by his mercy, Krishna's mercy, and Guru's mercy. They are cooperating together to rise us from our position. And we will go to this verse, because this chapter in the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita is containing Lord Chaitanya's teaching to Rupa Goswami, his instructions. So we know that Lord Chaitanya gave us Shikshashtaka. We are chanting Shikshashtaka every day, Chetodarpanam. And we know that this is only thing which he gave us. He didn't left any other scriptures. But here we have the instructions of him in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's like another topic from him. So we can take some advantage also. This is his original instruction. So here he is saying that, again in this verse, that this wandering through this universe is up and down has no actual goal, because it's only going up and down. The destiny is not sure. So, but out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets the opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seat of the creeper of devotional service. And then he is describing all the system, how Bhakti Lata Bija is working, actually. In the purport, Prabhupada is quoting the verse Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhyakabonoi Shravanadi Shutachite Karoye Udoi, that the loving feeling, the relationship with Krishna is always in the heart of all of us. And we must just wake up this. And simply by associating with devotees, hearing the good instructions and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquires the seat of devotional service. And further, Lord Chaitanya Rupa Goswami, and he is saying that when a person receives the seat of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravana Kirtana, the seed will begin to sprout. And we will see later that this Shravana and Kirtana is going all the time. The seed is put into the heart and it has some watering, it has some nourishment. And this is Shravana and Kirtana, chanting the glories of the Lord, chanting Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, and hearing Krishna Katha, hearing also Maha Mantra, hearing the words, purifying the heart. And this brings the growth of this creeper. And we see that the next is that as one waters the Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed sprouts, and the creeper gradually grows to the point where it penetrates the walls of the universe and goes beyond the Viraja River, lying between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahma Loka, the Brahman effulgence, and penetrating through the statrum, it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavana. So here we are. This, of course, it is a very gradual process because the seed is in the heart. And our acharyas are explaining so many things about the creeper, how, you know, this is growing and one first leaf is coming and what does it mean that anartas vanquish and this and that. And then is coming some flower, which is bhava is coming, then the fruit, and fruit is ripen, and then there is the juice, which we can taste, it's Krishna prema. So acharyas are explaining very details of this. Here Lord Chaitanya is giving general idea of the topic. And I saw one film, this is Sadaputta Prabhu's film, I don't know, we can maybe one time show this film. It's a very nice idea of the planetary system of the cosmos, how lower planetary systems, ours, our Earth on Bhumandala, and their upper planetary systems. And he's comparing this to the yogi who is sitting on the Earth platform, Bhumandala, and he is going through all the chakras, which are compared to the higher planetary systems, up to Satyaloka. And each chakra is responsible for some things like hunger, like tears, like nishta, like stability, then passes through heart. And going up to the crown chakra and can move through these layers of the universe to the spiritual sky. And here is explained the Viraja River, which is beyond matter and spirit. This is causal ocean when Mahavishnu is resting. From his pores is all this, you know, universes are coming. And Bhakti Lata Bija is going through all these things, gradually, of course. There is some, like we know, two ways, Bhagavata Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi, two ways. And Bhagavata Vidhi is what Lord Chaitanya gave us, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. And it's very easy, it's like a lift, which brings us very easily. Then the creeper can come very easily to the top of the lotus feet of the Lord, to the spiritual world. But at the same time, you have some anartas from previous life, some background. So, and we are staying here in this world, so it's good to have gradual purification to situate us in the mode of goodness. And this is Pancharatrika Vidhi. And this is this gradual process which gave us acharyas to purify us, to become steady in this, to keep this creeper very strong in this way, because this creeper is spiritual, and creeper, as you know, it's something very delicate. It needs some support, like tree, you know, to go around. So first we must be very conscious and raise this creeper until it, because it has no support in this world, material world, because it's spiritual, until it reaches, it is said here that it reaches the tree of the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the stability. This is the nishtha. When it reaches this, then devotee is really stable and he is not falling down again. By we will see again these things. So this cosmos, this whole manifestation is. I remember once when I was joining ISKCON very long time ago, there came one monk, and he was saying that he was making the dialogue between Christianity and Krishna consciousness. He was monk, Christian monk, but he was also disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was from America. And he said that once he was traveling through, you know, somewhere in America, I think, he suddenly saw, you know, this cosmic manifestation. He saw Mount Meru, golden Mount Meru, you know, the trees around, you know, everything, you know. I was just in shock. So this is actually this subtle vision of demigods. And we need some eyes to see, even subtle, what to do about spirit. Yeah, it needs some purification to go to that point. Yeah, so the creeper is going through universe to more deep to this causal ocean, Viraja River, and Viraja River is free from all material influences. Here Prabhupada in the purport is saying that vi, prefix vi, means vigata, completely eradicated. And rajas means the influence on the of the material world. So it's going beyond all these things. And then there's effulgence of Brahman, which we are not so much interested. We are going to reach lotus feet of the Lord. And next, Lord Chaitanya saying that being situated in one's heart and being watered by Shravana Kirtana, the Bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavana, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky. So the creeper, when it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord and is stable, this is the highest platform, whatever is can be achieved. So we know that we are really fortunate because we are following the best way. And then the creeper gradually expands in the Goloka Vrindavana planet, and there it produces the fruit of love for God, for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. So again, the hearing and chanting is all the time important. There's no way of escaping this. It's all the time there must be nourished. Even if it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord, it's still very important. I remember one film which I watched long time ago, when there was some experiences university. At university, they made some experiences, some technical points with electricity, some machines that were there, and some waves of electricity. And at the same time, somewhere else was the same experience, experiment did. Sorry. And the helper, he was not so conscious so much. He went into these waves of the electricity, and something happened with him, and he lost vision. He couldn't see anything. He was, but he had some other vision. He was like here at this university, but at the same time he was seeing something where this another thing happened. It was island where there was the sea and rocks, so he was jumping, you know. He was like blind, you know, and he was jumping, seeing completely different things. So just imagine, his situation was a little strong. They were carrying him because he was blind here, and he saw something completely different. So my understanding was that we are on that position actually, because when we see this, like this verse is saying, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, we are always with love of God. We are at home, situated in our heart, you know, in our connection. But somehow or other, by some accident, we are somewhere else. We are just going and seeing, you know, completely different world. I remember when my teacher in Vrindavan, she said that in spiritual world, we are actually all the time present. This is like someone is walking and he's passing through the tree. So this moment when you cannot see him under the tree is the time when we are spending in this material world. Thousands and thousands of lives. So it's actually nobody even noticed that we are not present in this spiritual world. We are all the time here, but somehow or other we are forgetting our identity, our connection, everything what is with us. So we must recover our memory. Shrada Gokulananda Kichai, Sitarama Chandraban Kichai, Shikarita Kichai. Yeah, we must recover our memory and just come back to our natural position. And next, Lord Chaitanya is saying that if the devotee commits an offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnava, while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world, his offense is compared to a mad elephant and that uproots the creeper and breaks it. In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up. So another important point is that offenses. And we know that we are not, at least I know, but I'm not pure devotee. I must control my anger, we know that we need some controlling. And it is very important to be very careful to not to see devotees all around us as the part of Krishna, as his abode actually, because he's residing in the heart of everyone, and see them, really appreciate the association, and although they are sometimes not as we want them to be, because everybody has some background, it is quite difficult to become very tolerant in everyday life, because it's always some point that we are forgetting ourselves and just identifying with this external identity. Sometimes it is going on that we see that our abode, our position is in the heart, our home is here, but at the same time we identifying ourselves with the body, you know, with this relationship with others. Then we are going further, you know, to this country, this plan, everything. We're just going outside of our position. And by this false identification, we are losing our real position and seeing others in that relationship also. That they are, you know, not... Like we see Prahlad, for example, only 6 years boy, you know, you see such boy, you know. But he is so elevated person, and we it's good to have some become cautious. What he's maybe he's you know very elevated person. Maybe I should you know see him more, him or her more in a spiritual way. So the next advice or next. Instruction of Lord Chaitanya is that the gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter. So there's the point of become protected from all these offenses, this mad elephant offenses. And Prabhupada is giving very nice point that the, in purport that the neophyte devotee must be protected by being surrendered by pure devotees. It's very nice, yeah, thing that we need the association of pure devotees who will make us, give us the shelter and protect us. And we see that when there is new devotee, he is more more protected. But later, when we are more mature, we have some more responsibility. And our spiritual masters want from us more because we are more mature. But it is always needed, this association of pure devotees. The best way is to take... any of the books of Prabhupada and have his association, his pure way of understanding our position and everything. Then Lord Chaitanya is saying, sometimes unwanted creepers such as creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world grow along with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited. So there are our, you know, unwanted things which we're carrying with ourselves. So we must cut them down. Because he's saying that when we are watering our creeper, we are watering at the same time other things. So here he's saying that to attain perfection, diplomatic behavior, mundane adoration, importance. So we are seeking some, you know, position there. This is identification with this body all the time. So we must cut this. Maybe it is a good way to list our, you know, things on a piece of paper. What is in my, you know, position? How I should work with this and try to avoid these things. So we will go because he's explaining lots of things about cutting this down, and we are coming to the point of devotional service now. Then there the devotee serves the lotus feet of the Lord, which are compared to a wish-fulfilling tree. With great bliss, he tastes the juice of the fruit of love and becomes internally happy. So here we are attaining the highest position. We are tasting this love of God. This is the perfection, and other things are not important at all, like liberation or other things. And when first class devotee serves, when first class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires. Knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy and fruitive action, the devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. So anukulyena Krishnanu, it's a pure devotional service. The Lord, Lord Chaitanya, is describing now pure devotional service, that it is completely free from anything. So this is the highest platform. This is the Shuddha Bhakti, actually. And there's the famous verse. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatvaratvena nirmalam hrishikana hrishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all the senses. When the spiritual soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is freed from all material designations, and one's senses are purified simply by being employed in the service of the Lord. So that's our goal. This is Narada Pancharatra. He's quoting this verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So this is the essence of our existence. So the creeper is going and going and reaching the destination. And by this, we can come back to Godhead. But this must be matured, this is the whole process. It's not escaped. We cannot escape anything in this process. We must follow all these instructions, all these things gradually coming, and then reach the destination. Wishing all of you, and thank you very much. If you have any questions or comments.